everybody. So, I am reading Proverbs 2 tonight. I'm up here at the ministry fixing to put up a little fall decoration prep for our ladies who are going to be helping Wednesday night. But here we go on Proverbs 2. The value of wisdom. My son, if you receive my words and treasure my commands with you, so that you incline your ear to wisdom and apply your heart to understanding. Yes, if you cry out for discernment and lift up your voice for understanding, if you seek her as silver and search for her as a hidden treasures, then you will understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. For the Lord gives wisdom. From his mouth come knowledge and understanding. He stores up sound wisdom for the upright. He is a shield to those who walk uprightly. He guards the paths of the justice and preserves the way of his saints. Then you will understand righteousness and justice, equity and every good path. When wisdom enters your heart and knowledge is pleasant to your soul, discretion will preserve you. Understanding will keep you to deliver you from the way of evil, from the man who speaks perverse things, from those who leaves the path of uprightness, to walk in the ways of darkness, who rejoice in doing evil and delight in the perverse of the wicked, whose days are crooked and who are devious in their paths, to deliver you from the immoral woman, from the seductress who flatters with her words, who forsakes the companion of her youth and forgets the covenant of her God. For her house leads down to death and her paths to the dead. None who go to her return, nor do they regain the paths of life. So you may walk in the way of goodness and keep to the paths of the righteous, for the upright will dwell in the land, and the blameless will remain in it, but the wicked will be cut off from the earth, and the unfaithful will be uprooted from it. Well, that was Proverbs 1. It wasn't that long, but it is done, and I hope that this blesses you, and I hope that you feel encouraged tonight and the rest of this week. I know it's Monday, but we got this. It's over with, and one, two. What'd I say? Oh, it's Proverbs 2. John corrected me. I must have said Proverbs 1, but this is Proverbs 2. I was looking up there because I have one viewer. Hey, Miss Brenda. But yeah, I hope that you do feel encouraged, that you have a good rest of your week. I know it's Monday. It was crazy at work today. I don't think we had 10 minutes of downtime. But y'all have a good night, and I can't wait to hear the next person read tomorrow night.